Does that little girl even think of him? And no. No, she doesn't, man. She doesn't think of you, man. She's moved on, Sugar Bear. She's moved on, Daddy. All right. Here we are on the pre-show. Today we're going to do Jim Steele's Live Again. This is Jim Steele, and how you doing, Clarence? And we're going to have Clarence, and we're going to have the Dexter Bourdain method of skin enhancement and creams. And Sally's with us. Sally, how are you?
I'm really good, and I've got a lot of things I want to... I'm really good, and I've got a lot of things.
See, that sounds fake. Well, it all sounds fake, but... How are you? Sally, how are you?
I'm good. My name is Anna. I'm good. I'm really good. I'm really good. Oh, I'm very good. I'm very good. I'm very good, and I think that this is going to be so much fun. Well, I'm very good. I'm good.
I'm good.
Oh, I'm very good.
Bobby Dooley. Bobby, how are you?
I'm great, Jim, and thank you for having me on your program. I think this is going to be great.
Well, Bobby is going to be demonstrating for us some of the different things, and I know you have your own show in your own right, don't you?
Yes, I do. I have a podcast, but I've always been interested in Dexter Bourdain's methods.
All right, and the Dexter Bourdain method is what we're talking about. Now, here's Clarence. How are you, Clarence?
Hey, I'm good.
And Clarence, you got your face kicked in for 12 years in MMA, isn't that right?
Yeah, I took some shots.
All right, no problem. Just sit down. Just, you know, try not to move around too much because you're, you know, the nerve damage is making you...
I understand.
Okay. Trump talks like a guy who... He acts like he's got it all figured out. And only a weak fucking mind follows a guy like that. Only a really weak mind would think that a big fat fucking bag of gas like that... Because the guy has built buildings. Because Daddy gave him $1 million. Yeah, he built it into a fortune. Whatever the fuck, you know. We haven't seen his tax returns, you know. We don't know how he makes his fucking money. We don't even know how much money he's worth. But here's the thing about Donald Trump. Only a weak fucking mind follows a motherfucker like that. And you look at him with his face turning red and his fucking mouth going morning, noon, and night. That motherfucker probably never shuts up. And you know, I swear to God, if I had the opportunity, I'd love to fucking drive a fist right through that motherfucker's face just to see if I could make him cry. I bet you I could. I know I'd get my ass kicked by his bodyguards, but that's the only thing that'd kick my ass. He wouldn't. He wouldn't. He'd given away 6 years to me and probably about 50 fucking pounds. Oh, my God, I'd love it. Guy like that, money buys you a lot. One of the things, one of the cheapest things that it buys is people's respect. And only a person with a small fucking mind and no real worldview would respect a guy like Donald Trump just based upon the fact that he's made money. However, let me ask you this. If this motherfucker is such a master negotiator and he makes deals, okay, this prick is doing everything that he can not to make, to prove to the world the deals he can make by going and wooing delegates to his side, because that's part of the game. But he doesn't want to do that. I think this motherfucker probably puts off so many people, he couldn't buy a delegate if he was giving out the fucking blowjobs like he probably has done throughout his business career. I think this guy has gone, I think this cat has nailed more deals by just sucking dicks than anything else. Because I think his bullshit, I think the anger that he shows here is the result of a lot of disrespect that he's had in his life. He's been disrespected a lot by people. He has. He's been dismissed and disrespected by a lot of people. Because he ain't shit, you know. And he builds buildings. That's great. But he's proven that he has no knowledge of the world, has no knowledge of history, has no knowledge of the fucking law, he has no knowledge of the goddamn Republican Party system, which I understand he's now threatening violence. And that's what he's doing, too. He's threatening violence. Donald Trump is threatening. He's basically saying this, take your rules and stick it up your ass. What are you going to do about it, Republican Party? I'm Donald Trump, and I've got all these votes, and I've got everybody's support, and you might as well just give me the delegates. Fuck your rules. That's what he's saying. And the Republicans are pretending like he's going to have to go by the rules. No, he isn't. You motherfuckers in the Republican Party at the top there, you know you're going to fold like a cheap motherfucking suit in the face of all this pressure. You don't even have a fucking party anymore. Who the fuck are you kidding? And this Priebus motherfucker who thinks he's, you know, I've raised a lot of money. I'm sure you've raised a lot of money there, Rance, or whatever the fuck your name is. That's great. Donald Trump is coming to town, and he's going to drive right over top of you and every motherfucker you know. And you ain't going to be able to do a goddamn thing about it. Donald Trump's coming to town. He's going to drive the Trump-mobile right over top of you, Rance. Your rules, your bullshit, Ted Cruz, it doesn't fucking matter. Trump is going to do it his way. He's going to do it his way. And you're going to fucking suck on it. You know why? Because you have no fucking choice. Because he wants to turn Cleveland into Chicago 68 if he doesn't get his fucking way. That's what he's saying, and that's what he said, and that's what he's going to fucking do if he doesn't get his way. And all these other assholes, like this guy Giuliani, who is quote-unquote good friends with him, and even admits he doesn't know what the fuck Trump stands for from one day to the next. It's a very interesting situation, I think. Very interesting. All right, man.